Now, belting out a little bit, what do you fancy, by the way? A bit of Whitney, a bit of Mariah. You might do this in the car or in the shower to yourself. That is one thing. Singing in front of and with others, that could be something else. This weekend, you're being encouraged to get the whole family together to go for an afternoon of singing. To tell you a little bit more about this, I've got Robin Rees-Crawford with me from Music for Everyone. He's not just from there, he is executive director, by the way. We don't teach anyone for you. We're going top brass here.
Thank you very much.
Robin, good morning. Welcome along.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here, Mark.
What is this workshop then?
Well, it's all part of a six-month project, actually, which is big youth music experience. So from January through to July, we've been putting on lots of different events for young people, teenagers, instrumentalists and singers. The singers, what we've been doing is, as it's said on the tin, the big family singing experience. So it's not just for children, it's for parents, grandparents, friends. You don't have to be family, you could be friends, whatever, but together, so adults and young people together from age 5 to 95, it's a 3-hour afternoon, 1:30 to 4:30, during which time there will be, lots of singing. A real variety of stuff. I think there's some plans, each weekend slightly different, so I can't tell you exactly what they're going to be singing, but I know there's hints of Mary Poppins, some stuff from that. I think there's some Greatest Showman music are going to be involved as well, but lots of very appropriate things for families to sing
something
together.
Something for everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay. I've got a little flavour here of one of your previous events. I'm not going to identify the singers. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. I think that might have been from one of the previous afternoons.
That's right.
So we got people singing in parts, as you could hear there. And
I was just going to say that. That's impressive.
I think there was actually two melodies from different songs going on at the same time, which is very clever.
Now, with that in mind then, people might listen to this and listen to what you've just said and think, is this going to be a bit too complicated?
Absolutely.
I don't have experience of this.
Absolutely not. I think, if you, as you said earlier, if you like singing, which I think most people do, either in the car or in the shower or on the bus, but maybe not on the bus, but you know, if you like singing, then come along, because there's no preparation needed. Everything will be given to you on the day that you will need. There's no need to be able to read music. In fact, I think a lot of the what our conductors will be doing, Andy and Alison, who are running the day, they'll probably be doing a lot of things by teaching by rote, if you know what I mean. So they will sing, repeat,
Yes, because there's been a lot said and a lot written recently about the benefits of singing socially, mental health.
Yeah.
People talk about, helping dementia in lots of ways as well. What about people that say, look, yes, I love singing, I can't hold a note, I can't sing in tune?
Well,
does that matter?
I don't think that really matters, actually. We actually run lots and lots of choirs for all sorts of age groups, and we run some daytime choirs for adults, and quite a lot of those singers will be people who probably wouldn't necessarily call themselves very, very musical, but they can sing.
Yeah.
And singing with others encourages you and helps you to hold that note, as it were. I think there's a real benefit of singing with other people. It's great to sing on your own, but singing with other people, there is something really... I sing in a choir, and I know every Wednesday night at sort of 7 o'clock, I think, do I really want to go? Oh, I've had a long day at work. Actually, it'd be quite nice just to sit and chill for a bit. But actually, when I go, having those 2 hours of singing, I feel kind of refreshed and sort of ready for the next day, because I think it has a real, there's something about singing with other people that has a real benefit.
So the idea is, as you say, you go along, could be with friends, could be with family, all different ages, lots of different backgrounds. I know you've done this previous Saturday, so there was one in Mansfield, wasn't there, last weekend, West Bridgeford as well. How's it been going so far?
Been going really well. People have really enjoyed the afternoons. The one in West Bridgeford, we had over 100 people came along, and I think everyone just said it was delightful, just really lovely. Because not often, actually, do you get families singing together, or people of different age ranges singing together. This is kind of new for us, because we've got lots of choirs. As I say, we've got choirs for young people, we've got choirs for teenagers, we've got choirs for adults, we've got choirs for people with learning difficulties, but we don't often bring them together. Occasionally, actually, in saying that, we do it once a year at Christmas. We have a big thing at the Albert Hall where we bring our young people together with some of our adult choirs, and that's always a great occasion. And I think this is kind of emulating that in a sense, bringing different age groups together, singing together, and it is really, you know, a great opportunity. If you're not doing anything on Saturday afternoon, why don't you come along?
So it's Beeston this time
Beeston
around.
Library.
Yep. Beeston Library.
Beeston Library.
Are you just going to have a load of people go, shh?
No, fortunately not. There's a room that we can use there. They have a room that they let out. So, yes, I think that's fine. The people who want to sit and read quietly in their books, they can do that. But yes. Maybe they'll come in as well.
Why not? It is infectious. So, they might hit you and think, I want to be part of that. So this is Beeston Library.
Yep.
Foster Avenue, between 1:30 and 4:30.
Exactly.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm sort of holding back a little bit here, Robin, because we have something very, very exciting happening here soon at BBC Radio Nuskin that I've been told I'm not allowed to mention at the moment.
Oh.
But it is related to singing.
I think someone's actually let
Don't tell me
the
you
bag.
Know, really?
I know a little bit about it, but I'm not going to say
probably
anything.
Probably know more than I do about it.
I probably can't say anything
In
either.
Which case, you and I will probably talk at some point in the not-too-distant future.
Brilliant.
Listen, really good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Hope it goes well on Saturday. So we've got the details here in case you missed any of that.
And one thing I didn't have mentioned was that this is part of, as I said, a six-month project. And so on the 13th and 14th of July, date for your diary, a little bit early, but date for your diary, we're going to have a big festival type event based at the Albert Hall, which is going to be singers and instrumentalists and all sorts going on. We're having hopefully lots of different types of music there, and possibly dance as well. It's still being in the planning stage at the moment, but talking of possibly gospel singers, possibly percussion ensembles, maybe a bit of Bangara drumming, who knows?
Wow, sounds good.
It's going to be very exciting.
We'll have to get you back in July.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Good to see you, Robin. Thank you. Let's get you in the mood for that singing experience then at the weekend, because Robin hinted at some greatest showmen, and this is from the film, of course.